home and a very good afternoon. My name is Farah Diana.
And my name is Anis Alpha.
And we will be your host for today's episode of WISE, Women in STEM, where we will be discussing about the involvement of women in STEM.
All right, so previously on last episode, we have discussed about the diversity in STEM careers. Now, today, we are going to discuss on the technology sector. But if you guys missed the last episode, feel free to head over to our Spotify and you can get all the updates over there. You can also head over to our IG account, which is at WISEUTP.
Mm-hmm. So today, Alpha and I will discuss a very exciting topic, which is the lack of women role model in STEM. So as usual, we are going to have another female speaker on this sharing session.
Yes, and we'll play that interview tape just in a moment. Mm-hmm.
So Alpha, why don't you give our listeners a few spoilers about our guest speaker?
All right, our guest speaker is on her final year taking business in information systems at our own university, University Technology Petronas, where she is on her way to her graduation, which is going to happen very, very soon.
Mm-hmm. That's true, Alpha. So I can say our guest speaker is a very famous student with multi-level skills. She is very active in campus and she is often busy, but today she will share with us on how she manages her time, so stay tuned. So I think that is the end of the introduction part and we shall hop on to the next segment. Are you ready, Alpha?
Yep, ready.
Roll the tape! Hello and a very good afternoon to our young listeners. Of course, today's episode is about technology and we are going to discuss on lack of role models in STEM careers. So today we are going to interview our youngest guest speaker in the list. But despite her young age, our guest speaker has achieved so much in life. So Alpha, who is our much awaited guest today?
All right, let's great. Oh, sorry. All right, let's... Let's get right into business. Today, we have a very special guest, and I will introduce her to you guys. She is the terrific, astonishing, and beautiful Miss Hanisha Asnor. Woo!
Hello, honey. We are so happy to be with us today. If you do not mind me asking, how are you today?
Oh, fine. Very fine. Thank you. I just finished sending my FYP dissertation, Heartbound, this morning. So, a bit rushing. So, it's okay. Yeah, I'm waiting for this moment, actually. Yeah, I want to talk with you guys. And, oh, my God. It's such a honor for me.
It's our honor. All right. Okay. So I would like to say thank you so much for sitting down with us. Yeah. And we cannot wait for your opinions on our discussion later. Mm-hmm. Okay. So before we start the interview, we want our listeners to know a little bit more about Miss Hani or Hani. Yeah. Okay. So her name is Hanisha Asnol, but she is more known as Hani Asnol to the public. She was born in 1997, which makes her only 23 years old.
This year is really young. Yeah.
And she's from
Nigeria. Young with the face, old face.
No. So young.
Okay. So
thank you. Thank you.
Is a Bachelor of Information Systems here at UTP. Where she is awaiting her graduation day, which means she is our senior.
Wow. Such an honor.
Okay, so at the same time, she is the founder and managing director of Boutique Hanisha, which has operated since 2015.
That's amazing.
Yay. Oh my God.
Of course, our beautiful speaker here has achieved so much more within the past few years. Mm-hmm. She is very active and she frequently joins activities from the Institute. Mm-hmm. All right. So without further ado, we are going to proceed with the interview and we're going to start off with easy introduction questions, followed by discussion questions, and we're going to top it off with a very short conclusion session. Are you okay with that, Miss Honey?
I'm okay.
All right.
Yeah, you too.
Let's
So, first and foremost, can you tell us why you decided to pursue your degree in information systems?
Oh, It's a simple question and a good question, actually. Why Apple Shoe? In the first place, the first name actually has a business information system.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The first place I pursued that because of the word business there. Mm. Yes, but I don't know. It's about IT. It's about the technology at first. Mm. At first. So at the same time, I try to develop my love in IT and IS in my journey in UTP. So basically, why the first I pursued IS in the first place is because it's my encourage from my family to choose UTP. Yeah, UTP instead. Yeah, they said that UTP is a good university. UTP have a good achievement, they say, like, kan? So, at the same time, I want to pursue at UTP, but I don't want to pursue in engineering. So I go to the business information system or NIT at that time. They have two. So I chose the business information system. So day by day, year by year, month by month, I develop my love into the data, into the knowledge of IS itself, into the develop the passion. Because of thank God, because of the lecture, I love that. My course, I love my course very much.
Oh.
That's why, yeah. So, good job for the lecturer in UTP, basically. So, by the time, I know that what is 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 all about. So, basically, it's about knowledge, it's about a system analyst, it's about a design method, database management, IS. What the difference between IS and IT basically is a way how to IS is more about support organization decision making in terms of making a business in that company. So how IS will equip all the relevant information system concept into one and make the global business scenario via the corporate management, via the financial management, via the international management. Yeah. There's a three minor in IS, of course. Yeah. So first thing why I pursue IS is all about the encouragement of my family itself.
Encouragement.
Because I'm not in the IT school before. I'm from a very shallow school. Sekolah menengah yang sangat terpinggir yang doesn't even know about computer at all.
Oh.
Yeah. So that's why when I choose IS, I have to think masak-masak. Oh, okay. I need a computer to do this actually. So thank God for my friend, especially for the lecturers that have developed my love into the IT, into the IS, into the system actually.
That's really great. Yeah. All right, so there's actually a question that we really want to ask you. So can you share with us a little bit about your journey or experience that you faced during your 8-month internship at the national oil and gas company Petronas?
Oh my God, it's a good experience. I encourage you all to go for Petronas, Jill.
Oh, hopefully.
Hopefully, inshallah.
I mean, formal end. So basically, what's the challenging? Yeah, the challenging is in terms of making the system itself, because I have to do a system by myself. At that time, I've been choose a department that only the IT person there, because my department all are managers, no executive. Yeah, so they need some IT people to do their job in terms of deliverable of the dashboard, deliverable of the system. Mm-hmm. So I've been chosen into that department, like literally nothing. Mm-hmm. I have to learn about PE, petroleum engineering. I have to learn about PG, petroleum geoscience at the same time. So that's the my journey, the hardship journey, it's not a hardship, it's actually becomes one of my kelebihan yang tak ada kat orang lain. IIS student, but at the same time I can do PE and PG's work stuff, workloads. Oh. Yeah. Yeah. So that's the hardship lah. So thank you for my SV, actually SV Kak Syarita Sima, if you watching this, thank you so much. Master, I collaborate with my system when I do my internship. I collaborate with GTD, that called Group Technical Data in the Petronas. So basically, Group Technical Data, mostly of the employees are women. So yeah. So it's become one of my pros. So I can work like dengan staff-staff perempuan. It's easily to communicate, right? Yeah. So that's the good thing about my internship lah, because that I'm the only one that can do IT in that department. Wow. So they need me every time, every time meeting, every time have the UAT. UAT called user acceptance test. So we do the user acceptance test with all the clients like Exxon, like Shell. So they come to our office, so I show my system. Yeah, that's the heart.
That seems like an amazing experience.
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
Your internship.
Yeah.
Yes, true. So basically, when I go for the GTD employee, Group Technical Data ni, employee dia duduk, they sit in the tower tree. You know tower tree kat sisi?
Yeah,
you only see two towers, right? But it have tower three there. I my office at tower one. So every morning, I have to work with my heels to go to the tower three. Yes, to execute all the system, execute all the data. So from there, I also develop my love into the data. So that's why I become one of the data analysts in that department.
Oh, that's really
yes.
Good. It's good because you love what you do. So
yes, it's I love what I do, and also I love the people surround. Oh. How the aura they go.
The
basically,
vibe.
The vibe. So it's an important factor actually when we go to the office, when we go to the work, we need that. Some kind of aura vibes, the positive aura to do our work. Yeah. Even though the work is so hard, but when you get the positive aura, at the same time, you feel, oh, I need to do this.
Yeah.
I need to do this better. Good. Like, can. That's how my internship goes. All
right. So, anyway, when I read your resume, I was so...
Yes.
Because you're attending classes and you're handling your boutique business, and at the same time you're dancing for UTP Performing Arts Group, also known as UPAC.
Yes,
of that you still obtain a high GPA.
Whoa.
That's amazing. So I think our listeners would like to know, how do you manage your time efficiently?
How I manage my time efficiently? Also simple. I jot down all in my phone, on the camera, on the calendar, online calendar. Yeah. You download the apps, calendar apps. You put what time you have to do and what time you have to finish it off. That's the number one. I always do. Every time people come to me, they say, okay, honey, you have to do this. You have to do this at this time. At this hour, you have to finish this. So I literally, on the spot, I will jot down in my calendar. Because I know I'm a pelupa person.
Same.
So I, yes, can. So jot down in your phone calendar, basically. And also, you also must have diary every time you go. In your handbag.
Oh, okay.
Diary is important. For me, I love to like very kekampungan punya style, cik, kekampungan traditional style. Instead of I type in the notes in phone, I like to jot down all I want to do in my diary. So every time I look in my diary, I know I have to do this, I have to do this, I have to do that. So I have my diary, my own diary, black diary in my handbag, in my, whenever I go, even I go for shopping, I also bring. That's the number two, diary. So the good tips, cik, how I manage my time efficiently, basically work smarter than harder. You can work harder, yes. You can work harder, but you have to work smart also. At the same time. Kan? At the same time, you rasa macam, bila you work harder, tapi benda tu sebenarnya tak betul pun. It's a wrong things. So, when you work smart, you know how to do that things efficiently. Yeah. Like, the things also have to jot down long essay. But if you work smart, you can, like, find a reference. To look at the reference, and okay, you fahamkan that reference, and you jot down. That's a work smart things. Yeah. Don't work harder. It's okay to work harder sometimes, but you have to work smart also.
Yes.
So, yeah. So the last one I do, how I manage my time efficiently is basically no multitasking. Women always Women always think like women can multitasking, right? So, but basically, multitask is no, but for me, because quality is over quantity.
I
need to focus on one thing first before I go for another thing, because I need that quality one, the quality thing. Same when we do a technology, same when we do a system, we doesn't macam okay that system tak siap, we go for another part. Oh no, we have to go one by one, like interface. Okay, we make the interface first. After finish, we go for the another part. That's how I manage my time, basically.
Those were some great tips. I think our listeners would benefit.
Yeah, sure, betul.
So I'm going to move on to our main discussion questions. Okay, so for your information, our listeners. Today, we are going to discuss about the lack of female role models in STEM. So, Miss Honey, we would like to know if you personally have a female model that you look up to.
Yes, I have. Around Malaysia, basically, I love to see Tan Sri Dato' Sri Dr. Zeti Aziz. Yes, she's our government. Before this, she our governor of Bank Negara Malaysia, right? The first and only woman has been appointed on that position. I want to be like her. Her is my role model, because I want to be the first and the only woman that appointed on that. That's how I choose my role model. I want to be the first one. I doesn't want to be a second. I doesn't want to be a third. I want to be a first.
The one.
The only one. Yeah. That's why I choose her. And I think mostly when we ask women, they will say that. I think lah, kan? They will say their mom. Right.
We've heard that.
Yes, basically their mom or their parents or their father. So my mom is one of my role model. Even though he doesn't even go for the technology, he doesn't even go for mathematical person, doesn't even go for educational person, but with her spirit, she can do a financial book. Financial log, like accountant log book, by herself, by study with her friend, with YouTube. That's how my mother has become one of my role model, because the spirit itself. makes me how I want to be today and the next 10 years.
That's cute.
Nice, yeah.
Okay, so Honey, do you agree that there is a serious lack of female role models, especially in the STEM field?
Yes, I agree, but also doesn't agree because most of my department, most of my work experience, most of my environment, they go for the woman achievement, the high achievement woman, because they they choose a woman task instead of men task. Because of why? Yeah, because of certain things like documentation, data visualization, like make a dashboard or something like that. They prefer a woman. They I knew one data engineer that is a woman. So basically by SV also in my company also a woman, and like I said before in my internship place, all the data engineer, data analyst are also a woman. So there's for me there's no have like the lack of female role model in STEM career. We have to find itself. Actually, in our surrounding. Yes, women are now not in the bawah tempurung. We are now in the modern world. Yeah. So, women are... Yes. So, sekarang women ada di sekitar kita. Cuma kita nak memilih dia jadi role model atau tidak. Itu saja. Betul? Kan?
Yeah.
Banyak je. So, right now is like more women can become a role model in STEM career. Like, seriously, a lot. You can choose whenever the person do a good things, you can learn from her, you can like, okay, what the good thing her do, so you can like, you can study, and bring out your, whatever you want to do in that, whatever you want to do to become another role model for other person. Yeah.
So it's woman empowerment. Yeah.
Also, role models are like hidden, right?
Yeah.
So we like discover more hidden women.
Yes, you have to search more because actually role model are like sebelah you pun ada, maybe dekat rumah you pun ada, kan?
Yes.
Kita kena mencari je.
Yes, that is true. All right, so next question. According to statistics, almost 90% of tech workers agree that there is a gender equilibrium in IT roles weighted in favor of men. So, Hani, how do you think we can encourage young women to also contribute to technology?
How can we encourage? Like, okay, some same like what you do right now. We do a video, we do a conference, right? We encourage a woman, we encourage the young generation especially. Yeah. Or maybe we can create a program that you can partner with a school like you guys did right now. It's a good job actually. Give a hand. So, macam, kan? So, basically, this kind of program, this kind of talks basically can allow girls to like open their mind. Like women can achieve this kind of careers, STEM careers that conquered by men. Women are more than that. So basically you can do a program or you can do a competition that can encourage the women, especially for the young generation. Like for increasing their ability to exposing all the kind of beneficial in the technologies world. So make them, if they know how to do a system, let them be. If they know how to calculate a mathematics, they know how to financial their money, let them be. Because we have to learn them from the young age.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we have to keep on encouraging. Yeah.
Yes. Keep on encouraging. Keep on and keep on and keep on.
All right. It's undeniable that the lack of female role models. But you said there were not a lack of female role models, right? There's a lot.
It's hidden.
But the hidden role models can affect young women in choosing their own career later. So social medias have been a tremendous medium to shed light on young and aspiring STEM pursuers, much like you. So how did the advancement of technology, such as social medias and e-commerce systems, help you to become the role model you are today?
So how social media helped me? Basically, I love to post. I love to promote.
Thank you.
I love to promote. I love to post whatever I do. Whatever I do that good and beneficial for other people. And I want to be the kind of woman that encourage another woman to not become like me, but become the better me, the more than me. I want to be all the youngsters out there want to be like, jangan jadi macam Hani, saya nak awak jadi macam lebih daripada Hani. Oh. Itu yang saya nak. Yeah. Every time I post that kind of, I post my system, I already done that. I go for this work, I already done that. Okay. I want to encourage them to get the hype. Yeah. Oh, I want to be like this kind of girl. I want to be that this kind of girl. Later she also will post whatever she do that in terms of STEM. So that kind will encourage another woman. So that's how a good technology right now. Kita tak payah nak jumpa orang. Okay, so kita buat ni, kita buat ni. Tak. Sekarang semua dah social media. You letak je dekat social media, whatever you do, the good things. The good thing you do, with the niat, you niat, you want to show this to make another person that see your story, want to be like more than I'm myself. Macam tu.
But yeah, you have succeeded actually, because when we stalk your Instagram,
we're reading your CV, we're like,
we're also very inspired. We're like, whoa!
You're
like,
dance,
you have
business, yeah. I know.
So you have to promote more yourself in social media. Don't shy.
Okay, don't shy shy.
Yeah, that tips one. Another tip, don't shy shy.
Alright.
The good, the bad. If you think that things you do is a good things, don't be shy.
Alright.
Yes.
Keep that in mind.
Yes.
Alright. So obviously we are expecting more women to be in the technology field, right? So, Honey, what is your advice to young girls who want to pursue a career in technology?
My advice for the youngest to pursue the career on the technology, basically learn. Not learn in the book, but learn from your environment. What you need to do to like tingkatkan apa-apa sahaja yang ada keliling anda. Macam water. I choose the example. This kind of water. What you can do from this water bottle that automate the water go to the mouth automatically. There's a science on it. There's a science, there's mathematics on it. There's a physics also. So how you want to do that kind of water bottle one day, not in today. This like 10 years in France. So you can do that as your business idea at the same time. You also pursue for STEM careers, but also you can pursue for the business sector. So basically I want to encourage and want to learn that you have to be confident on whatever you do.
Okay.
Because of the lack, yes, because of the lack of confidence from others, engineer, from others, architect, the woman especially, because there's sometimes the lack of the confidence to learn, to tell their youngsters, this you have to do this, you have to do this. That's why the youngsters cannot open their mind, how that engineer do, how that woman engineer do. So you are always confident with whatever you learn, whatever you do in your job, so that later you can give whatever experience, whatever education you have to the youngsters.
Right.
So, yeah. So, basically, people always said that boys are better, right, in their STEM careers, right? So, don't be close that mind. Women also more better, memorizing all the tasks, actually. That's why they need a woman in their department sometimes. Yeah. Some company, yes.
Right.
So, so basically, I read, like 2 days before, I read that 66% of girls that interest in STEM, basically, she knows someone that works in that field. So basically, it which proof that role model have a significant impact on that girl. So yeah. Same with me. Yeah, I know my uncle is one of the engineer in a big company. So I want to be like her. I want to be like him one day. So so basically all the 66% punya data tu. So basically it's true because the environment of the girl itself can have a significant impact on how her mind works.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So basically if you have youngsters nowadays, you have to always tell them that STEM is not for boys. STEM is also for women. Yeah.
All right then. With that, I think we officially come to the end of the interview.
Yes.
We would like to say thank you
so much.
Thank you so much to Honey for being with us. It was such a pleasure.
Amazing.
It was. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I enjoyed it too.
Yeah. Thank you. So. Thank you if I talk too much because I love to talk.
It's okay. Feel
very insightful. I liked it.
But before we end it, can I take a picture to a
Okay.
moment? So if you could just pose in the camera. Okay.
Okay, pose in camera.
Yeah, okay. 1, 2, 3.
All right.
Love.
Okay. Okay, so thank you again so much. It was such an honor to be able to talk with you today. And
okay, it's an honor for me too, actually. like oh my god, this kind of I have to be assigned as the one of the speaker. Oh wow, Jay. Yeah.
So do you have any words?
No, basically. But I want to thank to you all. Thank to the YCTP for becoming me one of your speaker. It's such an honor.
Aww.
And yeah. Actually, I'm very shocked when I get Shafina's, right?
Shafina's come here.
Baby Shafina.
Yes, this is her.
I'm really shocked. Like, really shocked that Shafina said that, honey, you've been selected as a host and as the speaker. Wow. So I hope that all your journey, all your kerja for this MPU4, right?
Yes.
Yeah. MPU4 things go so lancar. I hope. I doakan. So basically, all the best for you.
Thank you so much. All
right. What course are you? What course?
IT. We're all IT.
All IT.
Yeah.
IIT. Oh, second year.
Second year.
Wow. Jangan, tak lama lagi.
Tak lama lagi.
Boleh, boleh. Tak lama lagi. Dia sekejap je, TikTok-TikTok je kan. Sekejap habis dah. So, that's how, that's why I want to talk lah. So, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yes. Yes.
For supporting us with that.
Yes.
Wait, cuba siap. Oh no, goodbye to our listeners.
Oh, goodbye to our listeners.
Okay, wait. You guys want to take a picture? So thank you to our crew as well.
Yeah. Okay. I think we should take a picture with the crew
okay.
as well.
Wah.
Okay, come,
go. Mana crew?
Cepat-cepat.
Cepat-cepat. Eh, ada boys.
Yes.
Okay, jom.
Tak
nampaklah. Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Okay.
Alright.
One, two, three.
Okay,
one, two, three.
Okay,
one, two,
three.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Hopefully,
we will meet again soon.
Yes. Don't forget to follow me.
Apa?
I will promote. Don't forget to follow me in social media.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Don't forget. I will promote.
No worries.
Can.
Alright. Okay.
Bye. Have a good day.
Yes. Thank
have
you.
Have a good day, True.
Okay. Bye.
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 Okay. Sampai.
Wow, I am speechless after that. She is truly an inspiring woman.
Yes, no doubt that she is already an amazing role model for us all. So don't forget to follow her on her Instagram account, which is at hani.asnul. So don't forget to support her, guys. Mm-hmm. All right. I think that pretty much sums up our episode for today, Farah.
All right. Thank you so much if you guys stayed till the end of the episode. Also, we are very grateful for the support you girls have been giving. It is always fun for us to provide educational content to all our listeners. All
right. And we would like to say thank you so, so much to our very special guest today, which is Miss Hanisha Asnul for joining us on today's episode. And also, thank you to our WISE crew for making everything possible.
Yes, and be sure to listen in to our next episode of WISE, Women in STEM, where we update every Wednesday at 5 p.m. on our Spotify. Again, thank you so much for listening to the WISE podcast. And remember, women can do miracles too.
Yes, for sure. So stay tuned to the end of the episode to know how you can contact us. And that is all from me, Anis Alfa.
And me, Farah Diana.
Assalamualaikum and goodbye!
Hey, what's up guys? My name is Shahmi and I am from the financial team here at WISE. Did you enjoy that podcast? I sure hope you did because we have a lot more in store. If you want to listen more episodes, head over to our Spotify account at WISE in bracket Women in STEM and stream our weekly podcast. Or if you are an iPhone user, download the Apple Podcast app and give us a listen at WISE. Oh, and don't forget to subscribe. To reach out to us or watch exclusive behind-the-scenes content, follow us on Instagram, Twitter and other social medias at WISEUTP. We would love to hear your feedback. That's all from us. Thank you and see you on the next episode of WISE. Bye!